What is up, America? Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity, skin diseases like acne and eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, melasma, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of biology, what is in the world of the body, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is always a healing system, it's always a regenerating system, it is always designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works, business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here to help you every day on The Bright Side. We welcome your calls at 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. If you have questions about supplements, longevity products, health conditions, you want to get off your meds, you don't know how to do it, you want to get on a good nutritional supplement program, you don't know where to begin, we're here to help you. 855-660-4261. If you have a success story, we especially love hearing those. If you want to contribute to the conversation, 855-660-4261 is your number. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, head over to brightsideben.com. Take a look at the shopping cart with all the longevity products you hear us talk about, advertised on the program or recommended on the program. Make sure you take a specially long look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex powder that you add to water and drink. It's a wonderful source of B vitamins and vitamin C. It's got plant-derived minerals and bioflavonoids, and it's got copper and MSM, glucosamine, truly a cornucopia of nutrients. Tastes great, and it's just $50 a canister. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. You can also call The Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Or you can click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, brightsideben.com, and help spread the word about the importance and power of a good nutritional supplement program. Get your products at the wholesale price. Start a longevity business. You can also ask the folks at 866-735-2470 about joining the Bright Side Ben team. All righty, thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side. I want to continue talking about the energy nature of the body, the electrical nature of the body, which in the final analysis is the end determinant of health and wellness. The way you stay healthy, the way you get healthy if you're not healthy, is simply to improve the amount and the way the body uses energy. It's how nutrition works. Nutrition at the end of the day, nutritional supplementation and protein and carbohydrates from food. At the end of the day, these nutrients are nothing more than ways that facilitate the utilization of energy by cells or the body. It's all about energy, people. Conversely, disease is caused by the inability of the body or of cells to handle energy. It's all about energy. Yesterday we got a call from a gal who wanted to talk about leaky gut syndrome. And I thought that was interesting because in a way this fundamental breakdown, leaky gut syndrome, which really is behind almost every single degenerative health issue you can name, if you're dealing with arthritis or acne or psoriasis or cancer or heart disease, there's a really good chance that you're really dealing with, at the fundamental level, leaky gut syndrome. So when this gal called and asked about leaky gut syndrome, I thought it might be good to use leaky gut syndrome as the quintessential example of what happens in the body when the production of energy or the utilization of the energy by cells begins to decline. We've said many times that all disease is cell disease, and what this really means is all disease is cell energy disease. Cells begin to break down secondary to a decline in energy, and this decline in energy is itself secondary to a derailment or some kind of blockade that keeps our electrical train of health from delivering its energy cargo to the cell. So how is it that the health challenge that's known as leaky gut syndrome, which millions upon millions, tens of millions of Americans are dealing with, which precedes much, if not all, degenerative disease, how is it that leaky gut syndrome is illustrative of how breakdowns occur at the teeny, 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 tiny, microscopic level of a cell? How is it that the clinical manifestations, the disease or the pathology called leaky gut syndrome, is connected to this tiny cell level? How does a microscopic breakdown end up as a pathological macroscopic disease, or worse, a complex of various dysfunctions, which is what the word syndrome means? Leaky gut syndrome means you have a bunch of stuff happening in the body at the big picture level, secondary to leaks that form in the gut. So here's the story. This is how the whole thing works together. Pretty much all nutrients, vitamins, minerals, essential fats, proteins, or rather amino acids, are absorbed into the small intestine, or into the body, through the walls of the small intestine. So you eat food, it goes through your stomach, it goes into the small intestine, this area right in the middle of your body, right in the area where they call it, where they call the solar plexus. Just look at your belly button. Just a little bit right around your belly button, a little bit above, a little bit below, you got your small intestine. And this is the key right there. This is the heart of disease or wellness. This area right in the middle of your body, this is where nutrients are absorbed after they leave the stomach. The small intestine is like a tube. Food goes through the tube, and then nutrients go pass through the walls of that tube. But they don't just pass through the walls. They're actually sucked into cells that form a coating, like a coating of paint. Just think of a tube. Your small intestine is like a tube, and pretend there's like a coating of paint on that tube, except it's not paint. It's made up of cells. That paint is made up of a bunch of cells, and the foods, or the nutrients in the foods, get sucked up through the cells that compose that paint in a very, very controlled fashion. Protein gets, amino acids get sucked up into the cells that form this paint on the walls of the small intestine tube in a very controlled fashion. Vitamins, minerals, essential fats, all of these get sucked up into the cells that form the paint of the walls in a very controlled fashion. The key word here, folks, is control. The rest of the stuff, fibers and the toxic chemicals and water, the stuff the body doesn't want or need, that doesn't get sucked into the cells that form the paint, the varnish, the coating on the small intestine walls. That stuff goes into the next compartment, which is the large intestine, and from there it's dumped out of the body. All right, so far so good. You eat food, food goes through your stomach, the nutrients get sucked in a very, very controlled fashion through cells that form a coating on the lining of the small intestine tube, and the rest of the stuff gets dumped out of the body. Now, in nature, as we've discussed many times, there are chemicals that vegetables make that are defensive weapons that are supposed to keep animals from eating the plants. These defensive weapons are vegetables' way of keeping animals from eating them. It's a vegetable survival mechanism, and these little tiny defensive weapons, these little molecules, are structured in a way that makes them look like a foreign invader. They have identity markings. They have a molecular ID card that alerts the immune system, our defense system. The immune system is supposed to defend the body against this kind of invasion. So you eat these little pieces of substance that are found in grains and found in vegetables and found in fruits. Pretty much all vegetation makes these things. You eat them, they go into the small intestine, and because of the chemical structure, it looks to the immune system like an invasion has occurred. And this perceived invasion turns on defensive chemicals, which initiate a chemical attack on these plant materials that have been eaten. And the more of these plant materials we eat, the greater the attack, the greater the immune system reaction. And when I say immune system reaction, I'm talking about inflammation. Now, it gets even worse. Before I continue, I just want to say that not all substances, not all of these little defensive weapon substances are going to be problematic. For some people, they will be. For other people, they won't be. For some people, certain of these defensive molecules that plants produce will be a problem. For others, there'll be different defensive molecules that'll be a problem. Hang tight, because I'll finish this up when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
On the bright side, I am pharmacist Ben. 855-660-4261 is our number. Got a couple lines open for you. We'll get your calls here in our next segment. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, head over to brightsideben.com and take a look at our shopping cart. Click on the Join the Team link if you want to start yourself a Longevity business and help spread the word about the power of nutritional supplementation. Or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Okay, so we're talking here about the leaky gut syndrome and how it relates to this whole idea of energy in the body. At the end of the day, all disease is cell disease, which really means cell energy disease. Cells aren't utilizing energy, and nothing will cause a breakdown in the way cells use energy or in the energy levels of the body faster than leaky gut syndrome, where holes develop in the gut. This whole thing happens secondary to the wrong kind of food getting into the body, largely because of this, these substances that are produced by plants as a defensive mechanism. Now, these substances, which we've called lectins, that are produced by plants, and there's zillions of them, they're not always going to be reactive. Your body's not always going to react to these lectin substances. That's, you know, I got a Facebook note. Somebody was asking about lectins. If lectins are made by all vegetation, how are you supposed to survive without eating vegetables? Well, the point is that not all lectins are going to be reactive. I got this really cool Facebook from Mary, and she says, after having rheumatoid arthritis for 17 years, I'm now pain-free after 17 years. Only God knows what kind of drugs this poor woman was on for 17 years. Anyway, after having rheumatoid arthritis for 17 years, I'm now pain-free, no stiffness, no swelling, all down to Ben's advice about removing lectins. Thanks, Ben. I can bend and walk downstairs. Sheer magic. Okay, Marion says it's magic. It seems like a miracle, but it's not a miracle. It's just the way the body works. And then there were a bunch of comments here, and one gal asks, she says, what does she say here? She wants to know, all vegetables contain lectins. What are we supposed to do about that? ! Well, the point is that you're not always going to react to every single lectin. You got to see how you're doing. If you have leaky gut syndrome, it's a good idea to really be paying attention to these food lectins. And by the way, gluten is a lectin. So when you have gluten intolerance, you really have a lectin intolerance. Anyway, the point I'm making here is that these substances are produced by vegetables. They can initiate a defensive reaction in the body. They've got identity markers that make them look like foreign invaders, and they can initiate some kind of defensive reaction in the body. And a defensive reaction in the body, an immune reaction in the body, is another way of saying inflammation. Microinflammation, inflammation at the level of a cell, puffiness, fluids, clogginess at the level of a cell. Even worse, sometimes these plant protein molecules, which lectins are, can have a sticky reaction to the cells in the body, especially the cells of the digestive tract. These lectins can adhere to cells. And once these sticky molecules, these lectins, adhere to the cell, your own cell, the cell itself can be subject to attack by the body's defense system. Not only will the body try to attack the lectin, it'll now try to attack the cell itself, which the lectin has adhered to. It may be your own cell, it may be your own intestinal cell, but now it has a prosthetic attachment. It has a lectin mask, if you will. And this lectin mask makes the cell, your own cell, really, it makes your own cell look like a different system, like a different cell, like an invading cell to the immune system. And now, the immune system, even though this is your very own cell and it's your very own body, now the immune system is going to attack your own cell. The lectin will attach itself to the cell in your digestive tract, make that cell look like a disguise, disguise that cell, make it look like an invader. Your immune system will attack that cell, even though it's your very own cell. That, my friends, is called autoimmunity. That's what an autoimmune disease is. That's how an autoimmune disease is precipitated, by things attaching themselves from the outside, mostly from foods, only from foods, for I can't think of anything else, and in large part from these lectin-like substances. They stick to the cells. They make the cells look different. Now the immune cell attacks itself. The immune system attacks its own. And when the immune system attacks something, be it a lectin or a cell that has a lectin on it, immune cells, white blood cells, release chemicals. An immune attack is really a chemical attack. That's how our immune system works. It secretes chemicals, things like hydrogen peroxide and nitric oxide and free radicals. And these things are designed to kill the enemy. So you basically have chemical poisons from our immune system, from your very own immune system, being squirted out in the digestive tract. Not cool. Not good. You got these chemical poisons being squirted out into the very sensitive and delicate area of the small intestine. Remember, the small intestine, this is the key to health and wellness. And now you've got an immune attack. You've got chemicals. You've got hydrogen peroxide. You've got nitric oxide. You've got free radicals. You basically have a chemical war going on in your small intestine. That is a very, very, very bad thing. And if these plant lectins have attached themselves to your cells in your digestive tract, if these plant lectins have attached themselves to enterocytes, digestive tract cells, now your immune system is not only going to be taking care of lectins, it's going to be killing your own cells. And if we're constantly ingesting these plant lectins, like most people are, constantly injecting gluten, constantly injecting vegetation that initiates an immune response, now we're going to have lots and lots of dead cells. And because these lectins are getting into the body through being eaten, the main place where you're going to have this kind of attack is going to be the small intestine and the digestive tract. And because food spends most of its time in the small intestine, this is going to be where you're going to have the battle, in the small intestine. And by the way, it doesn't have to be food lectins that initiate this kind of immune response. It can be undigested food. If you're not making hydrochloric acid in your stomach and you have pieces of undigested food because you're not breaking it down, you're not digesting it at the stomach level, these little pieces of food, these undigested pieces of food, they too can initiate this kind of immune response. It doesn't just have to be lectins. If you have a poorly functioning pancreas, same thing. If your pancreas is not putting out enough digestive enzymes, for example, you end up with little pieces of food, microscopic as they may be, and these microscopic pieces of food, they can also initiate this kind of immune response. Deficiencies in digestive enzymes, deficiencies in stomach acid, issues with gut bacteria, so-called dysbiosis, all of these can turn on this immune activity in the digestive tract, in the small intestine. But for whatever reason, deficiencies in stomach acid, deficiencies in enzymes, pancreatic enzymes, stomach enzymes, gut bacterial issues, whatever, for whatever reason, now we have immune activity in the digestive system. We have immune cells shooting toxic chemicals at lectins, shooting toxic chemicals at undigested foods, shooting toxic chemicals at lectin-disguised cells. In the intestine, you got lots of dead cells. And when you have a dead cell that's been killed by the immune system, it's not just a cell that's dead. A cell doesn't just die a peaceful death in its sleep when it's attacked by the immune system. It explodes. And when a cell explodes, it releases lots of chemicals, death chemicals. Cells are basically little chemical factories. And when hydrogen peroxide or nitric oxide or some other immune system chemical destroys a cell, it's like when the Air Force drops a bomb on a chemical factory in the middle of a downtown city. Chemicals are spewed everywhere, and this creates more of a toxic mess. Can you guys see where I'm going with this? I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll finish this up when we come back from our break and take your phone calls, 855-660-4261. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. 855-660-4261 is our number. I'll get your calls here in just a minute. I want to finish up this whole idea about how leaky gut is related to problems with energy at the cell level, how cells utilize energy. So you got this immune system attack in the small intestine, chemicals, toxic chemicals being secreted by the immune system. The immune system is attacking lectins. It's attacking its own cells. Eventually, over time, usually years, decades, all of this toxicity and inflammation and fluid buildup and dead cells exploding and releasing their toxins, all of this stuff is going to make it difficult for our electrical train of health to deliver its energy cargo to cells in the digestive tract, to enterocytes, digestive system, small intestinal cells. Remember, these cells are forming a coating on the small intestine, and they're absorbing nutrients in this controlled fashion. But now all these cells cells are beginning to die and cracks are starting to form in this wall, this paint that lines the wall of the small intestine, this paint that's made up of cells. Cells are starting to die off and cracks are starting to appear. Cells are becoming weaker and weaker, and as they're becoming weaker and weaker, they're less able to absorb nutrients. You've got cracks that are starting to form, and this is where the problems begin. Once you got cracks that form in this tight cell coating of paint or varnish on the wall of the small intestine, once you got cracks forming, food particles and lectins, microscopic as they may be, can now enter into the blood. Food particles, little pieces of food, and lectins themselves can enter into the blood. And all of this can lead to a blockade, a blockage in this electrical train of health and this associated lack of delivery of electrical energy to cargo to cells is where cells begin to weaken. And once stuff gets into the blood, then the disease process begins in earnest. Arthritis, high blood pressure, clotting blood, pretty much any degenerative disease, including heart disease and cancer, all of this can get into the body. Of course, all of this can be initiated from the stuff that's getting into the blood. And of course, all of this is going to increase inflammation, increase the immune attack, and you end up with this downwardly spiraling, out of control, viciously circling inflammatory disease process, and this is all coming from a blockade, a lack of energy delivery, a lack of delivery of electrical energy via our electrical train of health caused by the inflammatory process that's initiated by leaks that are forming in the gut wall. I hope that's not too complicated. There's tons more I want to say about that. Actually, we'll finish this up tomorrow. There's a neat article in a Time magazine, maybe you guys caught it, the cover story of Time magazine, no less, on cancer. And that was last week's Time. I think you could still get it if you're interested in reading. Not that there's anything interesting in there. Actually, it is interesting, but not that there's anything helpful in there. It's all about how doctors are searching for a cure for cancer, connecting different enzymes that make genes turn on and off. Not one peep, not one word about oxygen, by the way. Not one peep, not one word about sugar. Not one peep, not one word about vitamin C or vitamin E or nutrition or antioxidants or dietary strategies in this wonderful article about how doctors are searching high and low for the cure for cancer. We'll talk about that tomorrow as we continue talking about the electrical train of health and how we can beef up electrical energy in cells. The ideal therapy is going to be one that restores cell energy. The ideal healing, the ideal medicine is going to be one that restores cell energy so completely, so thoroughly that the organism that owns these cells can recover. And they can. This organism can recover from anything, really, from any disease process, any degenerative disease process, once this energy system is understood and handled. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. 855-660-4261 is our number. We're here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. Time to hit the phones. Let's talk to Frank in Wisconsin. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good. Thank you for taking my call, Ben. I love your show, and I love you. I got a quick question. I got two. Biophotonic energy in fruits or vegetables.
Okay.
Could you give me a few that might be really high?
Well, it doesn't work that way. Every biophotons, they're kind of interesting. If you talked to anybody about biophotons 10 or 15 years ago, they would have thought either you were crazy or you were from Boulder, Colorado, one or the other. In fact, if you talk about them today, a lot of doctors will still look at you kind of cross-eyed. But the fact of the matter is biophotons are so legitimate that there's actually peer-reviewed scientific journals called with names like the Journal of Biophotonics. This stuff is well-recognized, although we've only known about these things for maybe 30 or 40 years. Actually, they were first discovered back in the 1920s, but it didn't really make it into the mainstream until maybe 20 or 30 years ago. Biophotons are little tiny pieces of light that are emitted by all biological systems. DNA is especially powerful biophotonic emitter. All living cells, plants, animals, human beings, any living cell is going to emit these little pieces of light. The problem is these little pieces of light are invisible to the naked eye. They're very, very weak, but they can still be measured, and it wasn't until recently that we had enough, highly evolved technology that could actually spot these biophotons. But today, we know that biophotons, the emission of light, is a part of every living cell, every living organism is going to emit these things. That means every banana, every pepper, every apple, every piece of fruit. But the biophotonic energy is going to be directly proportional to the life force in the plant. So it's not so much, Frank, that you want a specific kind of vegetable as much as you want a fresh vegetable. You want one that's just been picked right out of the ground. And it doesn't really matter what that plant, what that vegetable is. I don't know that there are more vegetables that emit more biophotons than others, aside from the fact that, that the fresher ones are going to emit more biophotonic energy. It's not so much the type of fruit or the type of vegetable or the type of cell as much as it is the amount of life force that's in that fruit or vegetable, and that life force is going to be related to how fresh that fruit or vegetable is, which is why you always want to eat fresh. We're going to be talking about how, about the importance of eating live foods here in the next couple of days when we talk about how you can amp up your electrical energy by by dietary choices, by making correct food choices. But it's not so much, Frank, the type of vegetable or the type of fruit as much as it is the freshness of that type of that vegetable or fruit. Does that help?
Yeah, so more than you want live food, not dead food.
Absolutely. And there's a way the food processors have a way of disguising dead food, so it makes the body think temporarily that that food is a live food. It's a really sneaky little technique, and I'll be talking about that tomorrow or the next day. Food processors have all kinds of tricks up their sleeve to make the body think that a food is really alive and vital and full of energy, when it really isn't. And as soon as the food is digested, there's no energy in there, and that's one of the reasons why we're not as healthy as we should be, is we're not eating these kind of electrically active foods. So freshness is what you're looking for.
And also, Ben, impacted colon.
Okay.
How would you take care of that?
Well, you got clot. Is that for you you're talking about?
Well, I've been trying, squatting, like not doing a squatty potty, but...
Are you talking like a constipation kind of deal are you talking about?
Yeah, well, having weak bowels.
Are you sure it's an impact? Are you sure it's an impacted colon? Impacted colon is when the intestine is just blocked. And the constipation is a little bit different.
No, I'm still having, bowel movements. But what do you think about coffee enemas? Are those
enemas are great. Not enemas as much as colonics. Colonics are awesome. Do you know what a colonic is, Frank?
No, I do not.
Hang tight, okay? I'll tell you about that because those are great. Constipation is a food issue. The digestive tract goes into shock. It stops moving. And you can always deal with constipation by making better food choices. But hang tight because I'll give you a couple ideas, Frank. Our number is 866-855-660-4261. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Frank in Wisconsin. Frank, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so a couple things about constipation. Now, assuming you don't have a thyroid problem, and that's one of the reasons why people will get constipated, the quickest way to deal with constipation is to take care of better, is to make better food choices. Dead food will clog up the digestive tract. White bread and cereal and processed grains of all kinds can do it. Personally, if it was me, I'd be going on a food holiday for a couple of days. If you have a really, if you haven't gone to the bathroom for a while and you really got to have to evacuate and you're feeling just uncomfortable, a couple of strategies that could be very helpful. Vitamin C powder is an amazing laxative. You use about a teaspoon of vitamin C powder in water, drink it down, and then every half hour to an hour, do another teaspoon of vitamin C in water, drink it down. After about 20 grams, which is about four teaspoons, you should have a pretty nice bowel movement, especially if you've been building stuff up for days. Magnesium can sometimes do the same thing. You can get magnesium, citrate of magnesium at a drugstore, or you can use regular magnesium and do it. Magnesium is not quite as tasty as vitamin C, so I prefer the vitamin C strategy. Eating more fiber is a way to keep yourself regular. Grind up some flax seeds or pistachios or almonds in a coffee grinder every morning and put a teaspoon or a couple teaspoons into your smoothie, and that'll keep you regular. And, of course, vegetables are an amazing way to keep yourself regular. The fiber and vegetables can keep things moving at a nice clip. And then let's see what else. So eliminating probiotics, also very important. A large 60% or so of your stool is composed of bacteria. So if you have a probiotic or a bacterial problem in your gut, if you've been on antibiotics or if you're eating a lot of preserved foods or drinking a lot of chlorinated water or beverages, that can kill off the bacteria in your gut. So getting on a good probiotic supplement and eating lots of fermented food is also a great strategy for preventing or eliminating or reducing constipation. Hope that helps, Frank. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it. Moving on, Drew in OK. What is up, buddy?
Hey, Ben. I haven't talked to you in a while. I've been a meat eater my entire life. I'm 36 now, and last Thursday I became vegetarian in a sense because I was still drinking One World Weight.
Okay.
And I guess I went completely vegan yesterday, so I stopped my One World Whey and went back to my hemp protein.
Okay.
Question is, man, I feel awesome.
That's awesome.
Number
good
one.
Deal. Good job.
I've dropped my 10 pounds since Thursday.
That's amazing. And all you did was switch. All you did was lay off the meat.
I was drinking raw milk from a dairy farm locally, about 10 ounces three times a day with my One World Whey, as well as eating chicken, like chicken thighs, about once or twice a day.
So when you dropped, when you went vegan, you lost the weight, is what you're saying?
When I went vegetarian, and, you know, last Thursday I went to vegetarian, then I went straight vegan yesterday or the day before yesterday, where I laid off pretty much everything of animal of, you know, sort. Because I do research. That's all I do on the road is research. I listen to you guys and then go on YouTube and watch people, you know, speaking on certain things. But people out there, if you're listening, if you haven't watched, you know, looked up on YouTube, Dangers of Dairy, please, please go look and watch it. It'll teach you tons. My question is from what I understand after learning what I've learned so far, when you eat too much protein, because, I mean, I lift weights, I unload a truck, I'm very muscular. Okay. I've always been taught that, you know, protein is what builds muscle on this side or the other. But from what I learned, eating too much protein is what causes your calcium to be leached from your bone.
Some kinds of protein can do that. Whey protein doesn't do that, and vegetable protein, for the most part, won't do that. Meat will do it. And other kinds of animal protein. I don't believe eggs will do it. So some proteins will leach calcium for the bones, and protein typically is the hardest of the macronutrients, and we'll be talking about macronutrients, protein, and carbohydrates here in the next few days, for the next few days. Proteins are the hardest of the macronutrients to process, but you need protein. Here's the thing about protein. People think that they can just take protein and get the advantages. Protein does work, but you have to give the body work to do in order to exploit and take advantage and leverage the power of protein. If you're just ingesting protein and sitting on your butt watching TV, you're not going to get the full benefits of that protein. And in fact, protein can get turned into fat. There are mechanisms that the body has for storing protein as fat if you're not using it. So it's the combination of putting a little bit of stress on the body through exercise and ingesting protein that gives you the benefits. And meat is really, really problematic. And I'm not a big believer in what's called cadaver protein. Cadaver is a gross word, obviously, that refers to meat protein, which is dead. There are some valuable nutritional substances in meat. I'm not going to deny that. There are things that you can get in meat that are in high concentration of meat, things like iron and B vitamins, especially in terms of organ meat, that you're going to have a hard time getting from other sources. But really, you want to keep your intake of meat as minimal as possible. And I was actually listening to a lady talking about the so-called Paleolithic diet yesterday. Somebody sent me a YouTube video, and she was ripping on. She was talking about how our Paleolithic ancestors, as it turns out, did not eat a lot of meat, and she's absolutely right. But nonetheless, there are things in meat that are probably valuable, and you might want to do a little bit of grass-fed meat as long as you don't cook it too much. But you do want to keep it down to a minimum. Same with all cadaver proteins. Fish is the same way. The best way to get your protein, in my humble opinion, is a combination of whey, which has all the problematic factors removed from dairy's got a lot of problematic factors, but they tend to be removed from whey. Although some people still will have a problem with whey, but there's just so much great stuff in whey, it's hard to turn it down as a valuable food. Egg protein, and then vegetables will still give you some protein, folks. Drew, veggies are going to give you protein, so you can get protein from vegetables, broccoli, asparagus, your cruciferous vegetables, they all have protein in them. They're not complete, it's not a complete protein, you're not going to get all your amino acids, but you'll still get protein from pretty much all foods. So probably the best way to get your protein is from a combination of whey, egg, and vegetables, in my opinion. Does that answer your question, or do you have anything else?
Yeah, that makes sense. What I was wanting to tell you actually what I'm actually taking, if that's
sure.
Okay with
you. Sure.
I take a scoop of Beyond BTT three times a day. I also take about 4 to 6 scoops of it and put in a gallon of water and drink that every day.
Nice.
I do six selenium pills a day, three times a day. I do 15,000 milligrams of vitamin C. I do 5 pills, 3 times a day of Glucogel Plus. I do 9 pills of EFAs. I take vitamin A with D. Zinc, 50 milligrams. Vitamin E, I'm probably taking too much, but I'm taking like 2 pills 3 times a day. What is that, 400? That's 20, 2,000?
Of what? Which vitamin? Of which?
E.
Of D?
Vitamin E.
Oh, E. How much vitamin E are you taking?
I'm taking like 3 pills a day. It's like 400 IU's a piece. So
you're taking 1,200 IU a day? That's quite a bit. I mean, it's not going to hurt you probably, but that's definitely on the high end. Why are you taking so much?
I don't know, man. It seems
if you're feeling good, stick with it. Stick with it. That's great, man. I'm glad you lost that weight. Thanks so much for sharing. Appreciate it. There's so much you could do by adjusting your nutritional strategies and by changing the way you eat, folks. I mean, it's mind-blowing, and weight loss is just the first thing that happens. But biochemically, you're going to start to fix up. You're going to start to repair almost every system in the body once you get yourself on a supplement program and make some wise food choices. All right, we got a couple of – let me see if I can get Kaylin in Texas. Kaylin, we only got about a minute, unless you want to call back tomorrow, Kaylin.
Well, it's about glaucoma.
Can I get you to call back tomorrow? Because that's an interesting subject, and there's a lot of stuff they talk about. Real quick off the bat, though, glaucoma is caused by damage to the valves, to little tiny valves in the eye that keeps the eye from draining, and you end up with fluid buildup in the eye. So you want to look at the glaucoma as just a classic example of a degenerative disease. Glaucoma is arthritis of the eyes. Glaucoma is Alzheimer's disease of the eyes. Alzheimer's disease is glaucoma of the brain. Arthritis is glaucoma of the joints. It's all the same process. You get inflammation, you get suffocation, you get starvation, you get toxification of cells. In the case of glaucoma, it's cells that line the little canals or valves inside the eye, and that causes fluid to build up. So you want to treat glaucoma the same way you treat any other degenerative inflammatory disease. Number one, you want to focus on the digestive system. That means eliminating any digestive issues through this whole mechanism that we talked about at the beginning of the program, where things get into the body and initiate an immune response. Get yourself on glutamine powder, which is wonderful for the digestive system. The Z-radical from Youngevity can be very helpful for the digestive system. Liquid nutrients are always going to be in your interest for the digestive system. Blood sugar problems can also cause damage to those cells, so make sure that you're stabilizing your blood sugar system. Glaucoma and diabetes go hand in hand. So work on, get yourself on the Sweeties product. Make sure you're ingesting more protein and more coconut oil, more essential fatty acids, and less refined processed grains and sugars. Certainly fruit juices and pasta and rice and potatoes and candies and cakes, they're out as well. And then focus on adrenal health. Make sure you're practicing deep breathing. Use adrenal nutrients, vitamin B12, the B complex, B5, zinc. There's a ton of things that you can do. But if you call back Kaylin tomorrow, I'll get you first up and we'll talk specifically about glaucoma and see if we can help you out. All right, thanks so much for joining us, friends. On the bright side, tomorrow we'll continue talking about the electrical train of health. And that's it for now. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.